Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Gabriel Plywood Limited, hosted by XP4 Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ishika Shah from XP4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Gabriel Plywood Limited. Today on this call, we have with us Mr. Digvijay Dabria, Promoter, Chairman, and Managing Director, and Mr. Hitesh Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as the company's website. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Digvijay Dabria for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We extend a warm welcome to all the participants on the earnings call of Gabriel Plywood Limited for the second quarter and the first half of 2026. I hope you have had an opportunity to go through our financial results and the investor presentation, which are available on our website as well as on the stock exchange. I'm pleased to share that the quarter two financial year 2026 has been a landmark quarter for Gabriel Plywood Limited, our strongest quarter ever, marked by the record EBITDA, PAT, and the highest-ever EPS in the company's history. This outstanding performance reflects the strength of our diversified product portfolio, our focused execution, and the consistent progress we have made across all business verticals. Over the past few quarters, our strategic focus has been on improving profitability and enhancing operating margins. I'm happy to note that this disciplined approach has yielded strong results. The margin improvement achieved in quarter two is a direct outcome of our strategy, effectively translating steady revenue growth into sustainable and meaningful profitability. The growth during this quarter has been broad-based, led by the strong traction across our extruded PVC profiles, UPVC, and aluminum window and door, and our rapidly expanding modular furniture division. Our emphasis on the premium and design-led products, along with a favorable product mix and disciplined pricing, has been a key enabler of this performance. Our modular interior and furniture brand, Studio Arezzo, and Dynasty Modular Furniture continue to gain strong momentum, supported by rising brand visibility and deeper engagement with the architects, interior designers, and retail customers. These brands are being increasingly recognized by their design innovation, durability, and sustainable product attributes, all of which are resonating well with today's evolving consumer preferences. We are also witnessing encouraging demand trends in fluted and soffit panels as both residential and commercial customers continue to adopt modern, low-maintenance, and aesthetically refined solutions. Operationally, our teams have delivered strong productivity gains and higher capacity utilizations across manufacturing facilities. Stable input costs, coupled with the prudent procurement management, have supported margin resilience and further strengthened our balance sheet. On the distribution front, we have continued to expand our dealer and distribution network, unlocking new geographies while deepening our presence in existing high-potential regions. Participation in various trade exhibitions across metro and Tier 2 cities has also enhanced our market visibility and driven healthy lead generation across both retail and project channels. Looking ahead, we remain confident of sustaining our growth momentum in the second half of the financial year 2026, supported by a healthy order book and robust demand from both retail and institutional customers. We are making targeted investments in new extrusion and fabrication lines to enhance capacity, shorten order turnaround time, and ensure we are well-positioned to cater to the rising demand across value-added fluted and soffit panels and for high-value window, door, and modular applications. Our planned CapEx includes setting up a dedicated WPC door manufacturing facility and expanding capacities in southern India that will strengthen our ability to serve customers more efficiently while maintaining financial prudence. Before we move to the financial highlights, let me first take a moment to share some key developments in the broader PVC, UPVC, and modular building material industry. During the first half of the financial year 2026, the broader PVC, UPVC, and the modular building materials industry continued to operate in a favorable macro environment. The residential real estate sector maintained its momentum with sustained project launches and strong sales in Tier 1 cities, along with highly active, healthy activity in the mature Tier 2 micro markets. This steady pace of the development has continued to drive demand for the interior building materials and finishing solutions, benefiting the entire ecosystem in which we operate. Within the PVC segment, industry volume registered mid to high single-digit growth during the second quarter, supported by stable offtake from the ongoing construction and infrastructure projects. Despite some new raw material price fluctuations, sentiment across the value chain remained constructive, backed by the healthy demand from both new construction and renovation-led refurbishments. The PVC door and window categories continue to gain traction, reflecting a structural shift in consumer and developers' preferences. UPVC's superior durability, thermal insulation, and low maintenance advantages over conventional materials are driving sustained adoption across both premium and mid-segment housing. We believe this trend represents a long-term transformation in how the market approaches window and door solutions. Simultaneously, the modular and the UPVC-based furniture segment sustained its robust growth trajectory. Rapid urbanization, rising household formation, and evolving lifestyle aspirations are accelerating the move towards modular, space-efficient, and design-led interiors. Customers are increasingly valuing products that offer quick installation, design consistency, and sustainability factors that strongly align with the design philosophy of our Studio Arezzo and Dynasty modular furniture portfolios. In summary, this quarter's strong financial and operational performances reflects how well we are positioned to capture these industry opportunities. Our margin expansion, improved efficiency, and consistent growth demonstrate that our strategic direction is yielding tangible results. With supportive industry tailwinds from both new housing and renovation demand, we enter the second half of financial year 2026 well-placed to sustain this momentum and deliver continued value creation for all stakeholders. Thank you. I would now like to call upon our CFO, Mr. Hitesh Agrawal, to take us through the financial highlights for the quarter and the half year. Over to Hitesh. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Very good afternoon to everyone on the call. Q2 FY26 has been a steady and constructive quarter for us, reflecting the strength of our diversified product portfolio and our sustained focus on operational discipline and profitable growth. Our consolidated revenue stood at 67 crore, marking a 15.4% year-on-year growth from 58.10 crore in Q2 FY25. The growth was driven by the continued momentum in our extruded PVC profile division, supported by resilient demand for modular furniture and UPVC and aluminum windows and door divisions. We delivered a strong operating performance during the quarter, with EBITDA increasing by about 48.9% year-on-year to rupees 13.70 crore compared to 9.20 crore in Q2 FY25. EBITDA margin improved sharply to 20.40%, up by 460 basis points from 15.8% in Q2 FY25. This expansion reflects a favorable product mix, higher capacity utilization, disciplined pricing, and efficiency gain at the plant levels. On the bottom line, profit after tax grew by 82% year-on-year to rupees 7.60 crore compared to 4.2 crore in Q2 FY25. The PAT margin strengthened by 420 basis points to 11.4%, underscoring the company's ability to translate top-line growth into sustainable profitability through prudent cost management and margin-accretive product strategy. For the first half of FY26, revenue stood at 129.1 crore, registering 10.6% growth over 116.7 crore in H1 FY25. EBITDA grew by 41.3% year-on-year to rupees 26 crore, with margin expanding by 440 basis points to 20.2%. Profit after tax for H1 FY26 came in at 14.2 crore level. This is up by 60.3% from 8.8 crore in H1 FY25, with PAT margin improving by 340 basis points to 11%. These consistent improvements in both EBITDA and PAT margin demonstrate our structural operating strength and execution discipline. The combination of cost optimization, process efficiency, and strategic product mix has enabled us to deliver record profitability and the highest-ever quarterly EPS in our history. As we move into the second half of FY26, our focus remains on sustaining margin quality through operating leverages, product premiumization, and efficient working capital management. We will continue to invest selectively in capacity expansion and automation to further enhance productivity and to ensure long-term value creation for all stakeholders. Thank you. We will now open the floor for the questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Raghav from KamayaKya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, I had a couple of questions. My first one was when you were describing about the CapEx, the new WPC door line. I missed out on that. So if you can elaborate on that.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Raghav ji. Regarding the CapEx front, as you mentioned in earlier calls also, we are initially working on the WPC doors production lines, which is going to be implemented in this quarter. And the product is expected to be launched for the commercial. Yeah, in the fourth quarter of this financial year, we are planning to launch this product. Earlier, it was in the first quarter of FY27, but we have keep on the process, and now the implementation is going on. So maybe by end of the third quarter or fourth quarter beginning, we will launch this product.
Understood, sir. And if you can give some growth guidance on this vertical, like how much revenue potential it has, and on an overall basis, like where do we see our top line growing at, and is this EBITDA margin sustainable in the longer run?
See, regarding this WPC revenue and all, we have not yet determined and shared. So once we launch this product, then we will come up with the figures on that front also. So for the margin front is concerned, and definitely the margins are sustainable, looking to the current market scenario and the product mix, whatever changes we have done in last 4 to 6 quarters of our working. So margins are definitely sustainable.
And any top line guidance you would like to give?
No, as such, we are not sharing any guidance on the top line front. But yes, we are continuously working on the growth front on both top line as well as the bottom line.
Okay, sir. It's the last question. It's about our growth strategy. Like, how are we, announcing our distributor network? Like, what is the, go-to-market strategy for us?
We are already placed in almost all the states throughout India, and we are aggressively participating in the trade exhibitions to expand our brand visibility and to attract more and more large distributors. And we have been successful in our past efforts. So that process is on, and going forward, number of distributors or dealers will be adding more and more.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you, Rahulji.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone to join the question queue. Our next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. And sir, congrats on our good margin numbers. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our revenue growth. Sir, we were expecting 20-25% revenue growth for FY26. But sir, in H1, we did only 15%. But sir, our competitors, Kaka and the DCM Sriram Fenesta division, they are doing upwards of 28-30% growth. Sir, so are we being too choosy on the margin focus where so I'm trying to understand when can we expect to grow at these levels, because sir, we are much smaller than DCM Sriram, sir. So if you could just comment on that.
Yeah, see, regarding this growth in the revenue, yes, definitely it is not in line with our previous sharing of our 20-25% growth. But see, as we have been mentioning continuously, that we are more focused on improving our product mix and to go for the more premium products so as to cater the mid and upper class of customers. Growth is there. There is a continuous growth, and definitely we will. We are targeting the growth percentage what we have discussed earlier of 20-25 years annual growth for next 3 to 4 years. And we are on the right track, and continuous working is happening on the top line front also. And whatever efforts we are putting to improve our bottom line, and results are really appreciating for us also.
So I understand the margin and the going after the premium segment. But sir, do we think that somewhere in this focus we are, maybe the operating leverage benefit will allow us to maintain that margin if we go for a lower, maybe a few percentage point here and there margin? Because sir, I think in this business, once you establish a brand, then I think the revenue will flow much easier. So
We are not neglecting the growth, that revenue front. We are regularly, continuously working on the top line also. But see, since whatever the product mix we are changing, the management has taken a call not to go for the low cost cutthroat competition kind of segments. where you can definitely have the revenue top line, but you have to compromise on the margin and you have to put a lot of energy in that. So it's better in the interest of all stakeholders to go for some productive sales, basically, where we can have some good margins and good clientage, where you can expect the future repeated business also.
Got it. So can we expect a 30% growth or in H2 or closer to 150 crores of revenue?
Yeah, we are also on the same track. We are also thinking on in the same directions, and hopefully we will have much better figures at the end of the H2.
Got it. I wanted to understand what was the revenue mix between the UPVC, the PVC profile and the modular furniture during H1?
See, H1, the modular furniture contributed about 18% of our overall business. And remaining 82% came from the PVC profile distribution and this fabrication of UPVC windows and doors.
Got it. So that was from my end, sir. If I have any questions, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question comes from the line of Prasenjit Paul from Paul Asset Consultant Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. So sir, my first question is back in September, on conference call, you have mentioned that due to the favorable raw material price, so quarter one and Q2, you had benefited due to the favorable raw material price. So now just wanted to understand what is the current scenario. Is the raw material price further declined or is that increased, or what's the current scenario now?
See, the input prices remains stable, I would say that in the first quarter, it was purely, well, majorly because of the price benefit which we got. But in the second quarter, it is more from the product mix, the strategy which we opted to go into the premium segment for certain products. But yes, raw metal prices are still at the same level. We are not foreseeing any kind of the major hikes in the prices in the near terms also.
Okay, so earlier you had mentioned about that although that quarter one operating profit margin was a bit higher, but you targeted around 17 to 18% EBITDA margin for the full year. But in Q2, correct, we exceeded and we are around 20%. So do you think so, this for full year, I mean for the remaining half year, so are you targeting this 20% or you wish to target that the previous 17-18% kind of range and why?
Considering the result what we have got after implementing our product mix and better margin product offerings, we will definitely be achieving the EBITDA margin of 20% for the whole year.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from my side and wishing you all the very best.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Runit Kapoor from Investar Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations on the strong margin expansion. So I had a question was regarding this growth slowing down since past couple of quarters. So I want to understand, like, is the entry of the larger players like Supreme Industries and others in this segment causing that? So the competition is, I think, hitting up in the UPVC window?
To be very frank, till now we have not come across with any kind of the competition with the new entrants. So revenue front pressure, or say that non-achievement of the projected or targeted revenue growth is not linked to any kind of the competition. It's probably to, because of the certain selective approaches which management has taken not to go for the high competitive or low margin segments. So that is because of that only. There is no other reason.
Okay, and just one, like, what is the breakup between UPVC doors and windows? You're not giving it in your presentation, like.
The UPVC windows and doors, because see, as we mentioned earlier, that we are working on certain backward integration. So that extrusion what we are doing. So now gradually we are increased our domestic extrusion of UPVC profiles also. So henceforth we will be sharing the PVC extrusion and this window and door fabrication revenue altogether. So this was this constituted about 82% of our top line basically for PVC profile extrusion and door window activity.
So just to understand, like, where has growth like comparatively slowed down, this UPVC segment or the modular furniture?
No. See, Bob, there is no specific slowdown from any particular segment. All three of our product vertical has contributed. Major contribution came from the PVC profile distribution network, which is the largest revenue sharing vertical of our company. And the modular furniture also contribute around 13-14% revenue growth in this quarter.
Okay, and I wanted to understand is fluted panel segment, like how much have we done in the first half and what is the target for the year?
So, fluted and soffit panels, we have already done more than 25 crores in first half. And for the whole year, we are targeting 50 crore plus.
Okay, and lastly, like on the capex front, like what would be a estimated capex for the year?
Current year capex, see, as we mentioned about the capex, that we have taken up the capex for multiple product portfolios for around 50 to 60 crores for next 2-3 years. This year, we are projecting around 15 to 18 crores spending in this financial year.
Okay. Just to like understand, like compared our capex is comparatively much lower compared to our peers. Like any reason because our growth is coming because of that, or like you want to spread it out, like because we aren't be going undergoing the capex at one go, like that will give us the.
Sorry, can you repeat it again?
Yeah, so I was saying that our capex compared to our other peers is quite slow because a lot of capacity is coming in the industry. So, like, I mean, like, why are we lagging behind on the capex front? Like,
so see, basically the capex what we have planned, we are having the sufficient capacity for our the existing product range. This capex is majorly coming for the addition of the new offerings. For example, currently we have already announced that for the WPC doors edition, going forward we will be sharing the more details about the new product portfolios also. So capacity is not a concern, and it is not, the capex is not directly linked with the growth at this stage.
Okay, and what is the current utilization and this new capex will add how much percentage to the capacity?
The new capex is totally related to the new product. It's not okay. Related to the existing product offerings.
The existing offerings, I'm asking, what is the utilization level like?
Yeah, it's 60% plus in this quarter because this quarter has been better capacity utilization as compared to the previous quarters.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Arman from Blue Sky FinTech. Please go ahead.
Sir. First of all, congratulations on good set of operational numbers. Just I want to understand because I guess that's what been everyone is thinking of, because once we have been saying like 25-30% revenue growth, but in 1H around 11% growth, and still if we want to achieve 20% also, then we have to achieve in 2H around 29% top line growth. And at the same time, we are seeing peers are doing much better numbers. So what's your view on this? I mean, can we grow 2H at least 25% so that we can reach to a target of at least 20%? And just give us an idea about what's the industry scenario right now? How is the competition and how is the demand scenario overall? And what's been our key barrier in growing 20% more than 20%.
See, as there is no barrier growing 20% or 30%, or maybe the higher also. See, we have been working as a corporate. We need to look at both the fronts, the top line at the same time on the bottom line also. So we are working on both fronts. Achieving 20% or 25% is not a challenge and we are quite confident to have much better growth by the end of the current financial year. As I mentioned earlier also that we have been more focused on the change of a certain product mix, having offering the value-added solutions where we are having some better margins also. So we are working on both sides basically, that top line as well as the bottom line. So going forward, definitely there will be much better results on the top line side also. As such, competition is, so far the competition is concerned, it's a regular phenomena of every industry. We have not faced as of now any new competition. It's like all the old players are there, and it's a routine activity basically. And demand side also, the market is quite open in the good demand. Healthy order book we are having. Even today also we are having more than 125 crores of unexecuted order book for the windows and doors and modular furniture division. So demand is good, and we are quite confident to have much better sales growth in coming time. And at the same time, we are more focused to maintain our our margin profitability also.
Yes, sir. Understood on that side. So we are confident of achieving at least 20% growth overall in FY26 of top line.
Yes, yes. We have see all our plant teams, all our sales teams. We have been working on this the same vision only, and we are quite confident that we should get that much bigger.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, with the new capex of the new product coming in, what could be the revenue guidance for FY27 overall with the same around 60% plus capacity utilization for the existing products and then new product coming in? What could be the potential of FY27?
See, basically we have not yet given any specific thought on the particularly FY27 top line. But yes, we have taken a target of growing by 20 to 25% for next 3 to 4 years. So we are sticking to that vision even today also.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dharmil from MJK Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So in the result you have given the segmental revenue between plastic products and modular furniture. So we can clearly see there is a spike on a YOY basis to the tune of 58% in terms of revenue growth. And vis-a-vis we can see a sharp jump in the receivables as well. So is it due to the project side of the business?
No, see, that receivable hike, it is an interim scenario. Basically, it's in the middle of the year. See, we have to follow certain policies while extending the credit to dealers and distributors for certain times we have to go. So we can say that it's the middle of the year. End of the year, there is a much better realization in the Q4. We are also having certain targets to our dealer distributors and to the sales teams to get money realized at the end of the financial year. It's a regular activity, so there is nothing specific contributory factor like project debtors or otherwise, which is adding to these current level of debtors, basically.
Okay, so on a full year basis, what should be the net working capital cycle for us?
It would be better than the last previous year, basically. We are continuously working on the better working capital management. So with the increase of the top line, we are focused on not allowing to increase the inventory or the debtors in the same ratio. So we are managing our affairs with the existing working capital levels only.
Okay. And again, on this modular furniture side only, we can clearly see the margins have gone up from 5.7% last year, same quarter, to 11.7% this quarter. So that's like double in terms of margin. So what led to improve in this margin?
As we've been mentioning earlier also that we are more focused in the furniture side, that is studio, Arezzo, working and to get connected with the interior designers and PMCs or architects. So where we can provide the complete end-to-end solutions to the individual customers, those who are working the bungalows and all. So that revenue is increasing, and since we are serving to the end-to-end customers, so certain margins, better margins are being maintained. And at the same time, that better capacity utilization also is yielding to better margin.
Okay. We were planning of opening another Arezzo studio in H2, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yeah, two studio Arezzo outlets are being planned in H2. So we are still on that. So,
and where will that be? South.
Yeah, one is in the South India, basically in Bangalore, we are planning. And second one is not yet decided. So for the Bangalore studio Arezzo outlet, the working is already started, and this will be finished by end of this H2. And second one will also come into place by that time.
Okay. In fact, last year we witnessed some sort of softness in Q3, particularly due to extended winter in Delhi NCR and construction activity were stopped. So do you see, it's still early to say, but do you see some sort of threat for this quarter as well? Or maybe for...
Not at this stage, even today also, the CBI, we have already passed half of the quarter. As there is no restrictions we have faced. So activities are normally happening. And we don't forecast at this stage. We are quite optimistic that this time there should not be any such issues will take place.
Okay. That's it from my side. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, our order book seems to be on a lower end before, on a YOY basis. I think we had 135 crore order book last year, but it has reduced currently. Sir, so why is that? And sir, if you could just bifurcate the order book, 125 crore order book between the furniture and the PVC, UPVC division.
I see. There is slight reduction. So it depends on the execution of the orders. So there are several orders are under pipeline and discussion. So current order book of around 127 crores, that about 32 crores is related to the modular furniture and remaining is for the windows and doors.
And sir,
this order book is purely related to the project business, which is just about 30% of our overall revenue.
And sir, this is to be executed before FY26 end, or when is, if you could just help us understand the execution timeline?
Oh, see, as I mentioned, this order book of about 127 crore, this is related to only 30% of our revenue. About 60% of our revenue comes from the day-to-day B2B distribution business where there is no long-term orders. So execution time for this order, as per the current stages of different sites, maybe around 18 to 24 months.
And sir, this is these are all fixed price contracts?
All fixed price contracts.
Okay, got it. And sir, just a final question, sir. When we say that we are increasing the share of premium products, sir, so what are these premium products? And if you could help us understand.
In all three product verticals of our company, we have added certain solutions. So first one in the extruded EVC profile distribution that... especially that fluted and soffit panel and then UPVC furniture profiles and modular furniture that offering to the end-to-end solutions to the interior designers and architect connects. And similarly in dendro vertical, we have added certain new solutions to cater the individual high-end bungalows and all for the UPVC as well as the aluminum system windows.
Got it. So that was from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you, Madhurji.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Tanvi, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted to know how much share of exports are we doing currently?
Ma'am, exports is not a big bite for us. In fact, for the last year also, it was just around 2.5% of total revenue. So it's on the almost same level. With export, we are doing only in the modular furniture division.
Okay. And sir, could you throw some light on your current capacity and the future capacity in terms of volume?
See, capacity for the PVC profile extrusion, we are presently having around 24,000 metric ton annual capacity. And currently, we are placed at about 60% plus capacity utilization. And in UPVC windows and doors, it's 30 lakhs square feet of fabrication of windows and doors. So there also around 35%-40% is the current capacity utilization. Future addition, as of now, we have not planned any direct capacity addition for these two product verticals. The new capacity addition will be for specific new solutions only. That is not interchangeable capacity utilization.
The new product one.
Yeah, new product like WPC doors specifically.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all the participants of this conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone to join the question queue. Our next question comes from the line of Chandra Gupta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. So firstly, I had just one clarification, which is this 18.61 crore revenue, which is mentioned in the auditor's report. This is from which subsidiary they are talking about here? And then
yeah,
I have
that is one. Yeah, that subsidiary which is not audited by our main auditor, that holding company's auditor, it is our Coimbatore-based unit, Polywood Profiles Private Limited.
It is Polywood Profiles, right? Yeah, okay.
Polywood Profiles, yeah.
I wanted that one to be confirmed. Fine. Yeah, now, sir, what I want to know is, can you speak a little bit about your sales distribution in terms of geographical spread, which states or which regions you are contributing, how much, and also how much is the B2B, B2C breakup of your revenues, if you can tell something about that.
See, all these breakups are usually we are working out and sharing in the annual con call only. But yes, at this stage, I can share you that we are placed at throughout India. Our major contributory for revenue is the Southern Belt, that South Indian all five states, then east side also. West is quite strong for us. That Kolkata and West Bengal, Orissa. And then coming to the North India also, that Rajasthan and Delhi NCR region is quite strong for us. Bifurcation of the further splits or the retail and B2B or project, that we will definitely share in the annual call.
The annual call. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Deepak Verma from Ayodhya Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on improved margins. My question is basically related to sales turnover ratio, but just to put it simply, if you could answer, when would these two capacities that you just elaborated about be reaching, say, 80-85% levels in terms of utilization?
See, capacity utilization for the PVC extrusion, 80-85, that can, we don't go for any further addition in the capacity. Maybe that end of the next fiscal year we can be at that level. But see what happens in case of our extrusion business, capacity is added regularly based on the addition of the new molds or the new product. If we are adding new range of the product, new molds, we have to add more lines.
Right.
We need another new lines to get those molds operated. So capacity addition is, it's a regular activity, but specifically in extrusion line of business.
In terms of whatever is currently in place, in terms of whatever unit you said, the current capacity?
Current capacity is 24,000 metric ton per annum.
This is the one that you're saying you'd require more lines for?
Yeah, when, going forward. See, going forward, for example, if you are adding new solutions, we add five different molds for different applications, so then definitely lines will be required to upload those molds.
And the current lines, in terms of current lines, this 24,000, when do we expect this to maybe cross 80% utilization?
By end of the next financial year, that the kind of the growth what we are getting and the market response for all our current existing offerings. So end of the next financial year, we can be at that level.
So for both the lines, so both the capacities you mentioned, we are looking at.
So it's about PVC profile extrusion for windows and door applications. Windows and door fabrications that achieving 80% is it would be tough for me to give the timeline, but yes, regular growth will be there in that window division also for the fabrication.
By regular, we mean 20-25%, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Runit Kapoor from Investire Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. So just wanted to understand on the export front, I think last year we did close to 6 crores. So are we trying to leverage the export opportunity, because there are a lot of there's a lot of opportunity on that front. So are we planning to hold some overseas exhibitions and increase export turnover on the modular furniture?
We are working on that. In fact, a dedicated team is appointed to explore the more export opportunities. But yes, at the current stage, that I would say that we are on the same level of exports what we did in FY25. But yes, efforts are there and we are working and hopefully we should get some result maybe in first half of the next year. We will be adding more parties to our export portfolio.
So is the company holding any overseas exhibition, and what are the margins would be in export? Would be higher or like?
No, as of now we don't have any plan for overseas. In fact, we have not booked any space in any business exhibition overseas. But going forward, if we get some opportunity, some good exhibition comes to which wherein we can place our product in better way, definitely we can go in for that, because participation in the trade shows and all, as a policy, we have taken it up and we are regularly participating.
Okay, and just to understand, like apart from exports, like is the company looking for like contract manufacturing for the brands, like in the modular furniture, like larger brands?
To be very frank, as of now, we are not into any discussion, but yes, we are open, because we have sufficient capacity in that front also. If some good opportunity comes, so we can take a call on that at that time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Lucky Banwani, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lucky ji.
Sir, actually, I want to know ki your company is not getting any new order from DLF since, I guess, from February 2025. What's the reason behind this?
No, it's not like that. We are not getting orders from DLF. We are regularly getting the orders. But yes, as a policy of the company, we have stopped sharing the order details on the public platform, because what we have seen that certain competitors are misusing that information. Okay. So as a policy matter, we have stopped sharing the regular orders details on the public platform.
But sir, as an investor, how will I get to know that your company is getting new orders?
In that case, we would definitely welcome you anytime. It's your company. We can have a one-to-one meeting. We can share all the information. But as a business policy, we have to look the other angles also, because you can't underestimate the competitors. Sometimes they play some false game also.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, sir, do you have any plan to list your company in NSE, in National Stock Exchange, any future?
Yeah, we mentioned past also, we are having the plan. Once we are eligible for that, the NSE is having certain criteria. Maybe by end of this financial year, we will fulfill the criteria set by the NSE. So once it is done, we will take the proper consultation from the related agencies, that merchant banker and all, and we will go for that. That is in plan.
So how long it will take to list your company in NSE?
It depends on the policy of the NSE, basically. They are having certain criteria.
Okay.
The current criteria does not allow us to move to the NSE platform.
Sir, as I see your D-Stoner subsidiary, so is there any future plans to, you know, boost your growth in your D-Stoner segment? Because your modular furniture is doing well, your Bollywood is doing well, but any plans for future plans to grow your D-Stoner segment?
D-Stoner is also doing good. It's a part of Bollywood, basically. It comes from the extrusion business vertical.
Yes, it is.
So, in D-Stoner, we make the different type of profiles, basically, that in the shape of the seats or the moldings. So that is also doing reasonably good. We have not split it separately, because the same set of the machines are being used for manufacturing of this product, same capacity is utilized. So D-Stoner and at the same time, the PVC profile extrusion. So they are the combined category, you can say. So we are adding regularly new solutions also under D-Stoner brand. Recently, we have added embossed profile for paneling and interior application. So regular work is going on that also.
Sir, do you have any plans to launch some new products which only you have in India, not any other company has introduced till now?
We have been doing this regularly. In fact, that we were the first one to launch the fluted panel manufacturing in India when we launched 2 years back in India. Then Soffit also, we were the first one to start manufacturing in India. So regularly, new product development is going on, and we are adding new solutions. But yes, it cannot be classified altogether a different way. Okay, there is no such solutions available in India, whether domestically manufactured or imported.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Deepak Verma from Ayodhya Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a small question. Do we have any target or any focus on asset turnover ratio specifically, internally?
No. We have not projected our revenue growth based on the asset turnover.
Okay, but do we look at it as an internal measure?
Yeah. See, perhaps as a company or as a finance person, I can say that definitely we look at that side. But see, since our product is, let's say, volumous product, we need to have multiple units so far for the ease of the distribution and to cut down the logistic cost. So when we put the new plants and all, there's a lot of CapEx does happen. So definitely that result can't will not give you that much comfort, because we need a lot of CapEx. And second thing is, we always prefer to have our own land and building rather going in for the rented premises. So that also cost us.
But in terms of if capacity utilization keeps going up, in general, this ratio should go up after the capacity is put in place.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that will definitely surely improve. since we have not yet reached to the expected revenue growth. If it would have been 20-25% growth, then this ratio would have been in better stage.
True, positive.
Yeah,
all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Digvijay Dabria for closing comments.
Yeah, here I would request our director, Mr. Shriyans Davaria, to give the closing comments. Shriyans Davaria ji.
Thank you everyone for taking the time to join us today. We trust we were able to address your queries. Should you need any further information or clarification, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations partner at XB4 Advisory. Thank you once again, and we wish you all good health and well-being.
On behalf of Dabria Plywood Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.